Yes, welcome to a very different kind of home studio Q&A here on Studio Live today. Why? Because my internet dropped down. And if you didn't know, we record this show live here on Facebook and YouTube. And because my internet dropped down, I'm not on my desktop. I'm on my phone today, coming to you with the benefit of my AirPod and my iPhone XS. So this is just about rolling with the punches and realizing that sometimes things aren't going to go exactly right. And this is our first show for 2021, and it's putting me to the test, right? But that's okay. We will continue on and we'll keep doing our thing. So thank you, everyone, for being here. If you do have questions, I'd normally ask you to put them in the form. I can't seem to access the form right now because something there's gremlins here in 2021. So just drop them here in the chat and I will do my very best to try and catch those. I've got you up here on my iPad. I'm recording on my iPhone and we'll just see how we go, right? Now, I did have the topic of the day, which is relevant to this, is that what are your music goals for 2021? So this could be a bit of more of an informal kind of episode where just chat to you about your music goals for the new year. So what have you got planned for 2021? What do you want to achieve with your music? I know some people are into having all of the goals and some people not so much. Some people just want to go with the flow. But do you have anything specific that you're looking to do that you want to achieve in 2021? And if you do, what is it? Drop it here in the comments and we'll go and we'll read a few as we go through here tonight. But for now, let's jump over. And if I can find in my iPad here, this is all very strange, but we're going with it. If I can find in my iPad my notes, then we will jump in and talk about what I had planned, which is right here. So what is 2021 looking like for me? I'll let you know that. And then we can jump over. And if you have any of your thoughts of what you're looking to do, let us know. So 2021, what I want to do, I want to see more people releasing their first song. So the number one thing that I want to do is try to help as many people get their first song out there. I think in 2020 and in 2019, a lot of that happened. We do Songtember every year, which I'll talk about in a moment. I do a lot of encouragement and promoting the benefits of create, record, release, the benefits of getting things done and getting your first song out there. And the reason I say that is that everyone starts at zero, yeah? Everyone has to get off the mark, to use a cricketing term. Everyone has to get their first runs on the board. And until you do that, it's really hard to know where you can improve and where you're doing well. So if you're doing your own thing for yourself, you're not actually sharing your music with anyone, then it can be really challenging and really difficult to work out what it is that you can improve upon. And so that's sort of number one for me for 2021, is that I love it when I get those emails that are like, I was out of music for 20 years. I've never actually released a song. I've never shared anything, but I got back into music this year and here's the first song that I've released. And can you give me some hints and tips? And that's why the Create, Record, Release group is so cool, because even when I don't have the time and capacity to listen to all the music and to get back to everyone, we've got a group of like 600 plus people there that can do it. So head over to createrecordrelease.com if you do want to join that. Number two thing that I really want to jump into this year is I've been kind of waiting on this, but one of my musical goals is to actually finally get a proper beginner's course, like an end-to-end beginner's course for GarageBand on the iPhone and iPad. The reason I haven't done it is I've kind of been hanging out for about 2 years going, oh, GarageBand's going to update to version 3 any day now, and then anything I do for version 2 point whatever is not going to be relevant because they're going to do a big overhaul. I think they've kind of proven to us that they're not really planning to do a big overhaul at any stage soon. So I think it is time. So I think over the next couple of months, well, I don't think, I know, over the next couple of months, I'm starting to work on that. So that is to get a GarageBand. Now you might be thinking, Pete, you have a channel here where all of your stuff is here for free. And why would anyone want to pay for a course to do GarageBand? I've actually had people come to me and say, hey, do you have a course? Like, I love your YouTube stuff, dude, but I don't have the time or the inclination to tap around and to jump around and find all the different videos. I just want like 5 one-hour lessons that say, here's how to go from start to finish so that I know how to use GarageBand and I can record a song. So that is something that I want to do. I want to create one simple GarageBand course that I can actually have out there. And then for folks that don't have the time to actually go and find everything, they can do that. Number three, thing that I need to get better at. I'm just checking. I keep checking my internet to see if it comes back. Number three thing is music promotion. Now, not necessarily for me. I don't really want to promote my own music. I don't particularly care about that. But the problem I get is that I get a lot of questions from people about promoting their music. So what I want to do is learn a lot more about music promotion in 2021 so that I can pass on that learning to you folks. And even if it's not me learning, if it's me just finding the resources or finding the other people who can contribute and provide their details for 2021, then maybe we'll do that. So maybe we need to get a few more people on the show who have been doing it, who know about Spotify, who know about playlists, who know about record deals, and actually find out from them. Because what I say is be independent, just get your music out there and kind of see what happens. But a lot of folks say to me, I don't want to just go with that. I want to actually do something with my music. I want to get it out there. I want to promote, and I want to be known for something. So maybe that's something we need to work on. Number four, I've got here, Songtember. I definitely want to do Songtember again. If you're new to the channel and you haven't been around for a while, Songtember, we do it every year, and it's a month where from the 1st of September through to the 30th, we create, record, and release an entire song. And I encourage all of you, members of the Studio Live Today community, to do the same. So that is something that we'll be working on and hopefully getting done over the over 2021, because Songtember is fun and it's cool. And I know, like, you might be thinking, Pete, that's like 9 months away. It'll fly by. It'll be here before you know it, trust me. The Create, Record, Release group, again, I continue to be baffled, not baffled, pleasantly baffled, that's not a word. I continue to be enthused and encouraged by the fact that folks are able to just be there and share their information, not only share their music, but actually share encouragement and help other people create. It's one thing to just be a promoter, it's one thing to just put your music out there. It's another thing to actually use two-way communication. And I say this all the time, but it's super true. And that is that it's so important to have two-way communication in social media. A lot of folks that want to share their music and that want to promote their music forget that social media by its very nature is two-way. And they spend a lot of time promoting, but not a lot of time engaging with other people and their music and engaging in communities. So that's something that I want to continue doing. And again, promoting the benefits of being part of a community like Create, Record, Release, where you can share your music and share your knowledge with other people. And the one final thing I wanted to talk about here for 2021 is patience. And you might be thinking, what the heck are you talking about, Pete, with patience? But it's interesting that I do a show every week called Your Music Live. And every week, without fail, there'll be at least a few folks who come on the stream and they'll spam the chat. They'll say, play my song, play my song. My song is lit. My song is fire. And the poor moderators, thank you, by the way, for the work you do. The moderators have to jump in and say, hey, if you spam the chat, we're going to have to block you. And then they keep doing it, and then they get blocked. And I kind of realized that it all comes from our instant on now Instagram type society. And look, it's not anyone's fault and it's not society's fault. And I'm not here to point fingers and cast blame. But I think one of the things that we've lost is patience. And along with that is the resilience to just be, to just wait, to not only to wait, but to be fair, to wait your turn, basically. And I think that's something I want to promote in a positive way. And I'm open for ideas and suggestions here because I don't want to just go out and say to people, you are in too much of a hurry. You need to be more patient because I don't also want to quash the passion that's there. Like some people have are really passionate about what they do and they want to be able to, you know, they want to get their music out there and they want to be heard. And I get it. I understand it. However, that is not the way to do it. In fact, it's detrimental. So I probably need some help from the community here to work out how do we position this in such a way to say, hey, it's a marathon, it's a long game, it's not a sprint, it's going to take a while, but just relax, it'll be cool. And the best thing to do is to not piss other people off by doing all these things, but actually embrace and engage. Because on the flip side, we've had other folks who have come in, they've realized we have a show, they've observed for a couple of weeks, they've respectfully submitted their song, they've had their song played, it rocks. And then they engage with the community and other people's music. Those people have bubbled to the top. The people that come in and spam the chat and want their song played now because it's the littest thing ever, they bubble to the bottom. And I don't quite know how we express that and how we explain that. So that's where we're at. That's me for 2021. That's what's on the plans. It is base level. I still have my number one goal, and above everything else is to do at least one video per day. So one thing that you're guaranteed of is in 2021, you'll get one new piece of Studio Live Today video every day. Now, sometimes I cheat, as you may know. Sometimes I just jump in and use clips from shows like this and from my other shows, and that's the piece of content for the day. So I am getting better at managing my time from that perspective, so it won't always be something absolutely fresh and brand new. But I also know that not everyone watches the live streams, so therefore when I do clip out 5 minutes or 10 minutes, there's a whole bunch, probably 95% of the audience, who haven't actually watched that live stream that are going to benefit from it. So apologies if you are watching everything and you have to see the same thing a couple of times, but you'll quickly know that and you'll be able to see, because I always put at the start recorded live, and as soon as you see recorded live, if you've watched it before, you'll know that perhaps it's not something that you need to watch. All right, let's jump into the chat here and see what folks have got to say, and I'll see if I can bring up the comments. I'm just going to find myself here. Pete John's home studio Q&A. I'm going to find the chat here and then I'll try and use it up there, but it's going to be a bit weird because I'm going to have to scroll through like this. So if you've made some comments previously, I'm going to come and try and find them. Oh, I'll just pause that one. I'm going to come and try and find them, but I may not be able to put them on the screen. All right, let's see who's got what to say. It's weird going back. So Mark says, I don't make resolutions, but I'd like to finish a song a month this year. Well, I just whack my screen there. Oh, where am I? I'd like to finish a song a month this year and improve my skills, both musical and production. Very good. Very good non-resolutions, but good vibe, good things to work towards. Adam Burst says, I would love to put my first self-released out this year. Even if it's a single, 2020 was about learning, a DAW, etc. And I would love to put something out. Now I found my sound. Very cool. Great stuff. I keep losing my video. Am I back? There we go. This is going to be an interesting one. If you're listening on the podcast, I apologize. I know it's going to be a bit weird. Alex Backers, my goal is to create, release, and share more creative content, which is not necessarily music. There you go. I like it. Thanks to the CRR community, I was encouraged to release my first two songs last year. And that's a cool thing. It doesn't have to be just music. It can be other creative endeavors, which is great to hear. Gino, there was folks talking about internet issues. Maybe it's not just me. Maybe there's a worldwide outage of internet. Hello, Jade Star. I see you there. Jeff Brush says, unfortunately, I can't make music goals as my work schedule is full blast, but I hope to keep learning stuff, including guitar, and then get a few things finished when time allows. There you go. Phantom Laney says, I feel like Pete is right. I should be more patient and wait. Thank you for letting us know. Well, I mean, and look, it's not easy. I'm not the most patient person in the world either. So, I know I need to practice what I preach as well. So we've got Joe Glenn says a new good friend of ours has just dropped by with two Yorkville monitor speakers and an AKG pencil mic. Now that should be good. That sounds like fun. I like it. A question here from Acer. Are there any good free iPad apps that I can check out that aren't plugins? Apps that you can check out that aren't plugins. Good question. Depends on what you're looking to do that aren't plugins. I like things like Final Touch for mastering. I like Audio Share. That's fantastic for managing your audio. There's a couple of suggestions. The one thing I've mentioned there is that because I know that you're vision impaired, if you're using VoiceOver, I'm far from the expert. I'm hoping that there's communities out there for folks who are using VoiceOver to record music. If there's not, there should be, but I'm not the expert, unfortunately, so I'm not really sure. Maury P, you said that your content and output are on par with Rick Beato. For 2021, you need to ensure your income stream by capitalizing on your influence. Well, there you go. And look, for 5 years, I've put off doing a course because I really dislike the culture of the lead magnet. So here's how it works. A lot of you know this anyway, but I'll just go on to a bit of a mini rant on this. And look, I don't begrudge people that want to do this stuff, but it's often done the wrong way. So if you do a course on how to do courses, how to launch a course, what they'll tell you is you create a lead magnet, which is like a free PDF document guide or a free video or a free checklist, and then you attach that to a mailing list. And then you get people to sign up to your mailing list. That's hence the lead magnet. That's the thing, the free thing to get them in. And then they go into a sales funnel, which is an automated email funnel where every day or 2 days or 3 days, they'll get another email. They'll be like, hey, Pete, thanks for joining my mailing list. We'd love to have you around the community. And then 3 days in, it gets a little bit salesy. They're like, oh, we've got a great deal at the moment on this particular course. It's only $9.99. It's usually... Actually, it always ends in a seven. It's only $17 instead of $99. And you're like, oh, that's interesting. And then you don't buy that. And then 5 days later, they're like, oh, we've got a really special deal for you. Now it's only $7. And that's like a little thing to make you buy it and to buy something. And then if you do go through with that, then you get the next phase, which is, oh, would you like to join this mastermind community for $97 a year? Would you like to buy this course? It's only $197. So it kind of goes up bit by bit. And again, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. If people are providing good value and it's something that users, the end users, are actually digging and wanting to buy, then that's cool. But I've just never liked, A, the fact that every price has to end in seven. Why? I don't get it. I guess it's less than nine. So it's the old $99 thing's now 97. And B, I don't like the way that every single bit of content that's provided has to tie in with how to actually get you into a course, get you into a mastermind program. I mean, and look, you might be saying, Pete, you're an absolute hypocrite because you sit there and say, join me on Patreon, donate to the channel, do all the things. And yeah, I do. But hopefully you realize that sometimes I'm just going to give you a video and not ask you for anything. And sometimes I'm just going to say, hey, this is a cool thing, and I think you should check it out. Anyway, but thank you, Mario. And I do agree, because I do need to keep the lights on. And apparently, I do need to pay the internet bill, because that's not going well here today. Capsule M says, I just got started, so I hope I can hope to have the time to release more this spring. Very cool. Phantom Laney, my goal is to improve in so many things and learn a lot of new things and be more patient. There you go. Joey Helpish, my goal is to have 100 albums total released by the end of the year. And I don't know what number you're at the moment, but I know that you've got a lot out there already, Joey. So what are you on now? You're probably on like 97. So really three albums. Let's see. I'm just scrolling on down. Apologies if I miss your stuff. It's getting a little bit harder here because we're rolling with the punches. If you're joining us, I'm on my mobile today because my internet is out. It dropped out literally 3 minutes into the stream today. So we're going mobile and we're just getting it done. Oh, thank you, Mark. Mark says 75,000 subscribers. That's quite a milestone. And thank you. I appreciate it. I couldn't do it without you. And you, and you, and you, all of the yous, thank you for all of your support. Benedict Stewart says, I'd like to do a collaboration 2021. Yeah, there's been a lot of really good collaborations going on in the last year. And yeah, definitely get involved. The Create, Record, Release group, the GarageBand users group. There was a really cool one we played on Your Music Live on the weekend. So yeah, there's lots of cool opportunities to do that. Let's see. And there you go. Gino is talking about collaboration. Bubba also talking about collaborations. Sly Dog says, I wouldn't mind doing a gig. It's been nearly a year. Yeah, right. Live music coming back would be a cool thing. Asa says, I want to try Final Touch, but don't want to risk money if it doesn't work with voiceover. Yeah, and I'm actually surprised that there's not more of a community around folks who are blind and vision impaired and creating music. Is there something that exists? I mean, I try to help, but I don't have the resources to test everything with voiceover, because I don't use voiceover. So yeah, but I'm hoping that there is a community or that there's folks that can help out with that. Brad Example, hello to you, my friend. I was struggling with space on my iPad 32. Dropbox was taking up 10 gigs. I finally figured out. If you log out and go back in again, it will fix the problem. Yeah, if you're running out of space, delete things and then reinstall them. So YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, mostly YouTube and Facebook. You can clear the cache in them, and that works okay sometimes. But what I find is if you completely delete them and then reinstall them, then yeah, they tend to work a lot better. Hello, Deep Gravity. I hope you are doing well. I think I saw you drop in there. Clearly Epic, Steve. I hope you're doing well. I think you said, yeah, we're going old school today. This is like how I used to do the old GarageBand weekly show with Steve. We'd just sit here staring into our phones and iPads every week with our headphones on and hope for the best. But everything seems to be going pretty well. Joey Helpy said he made 30 albums last year. Let's just see if we get the things on the screen. There you go. Made 30 albums last week, which is crazy. Rob G. Dino is in Chicago. There you go. So answering questions for other people there. Let's continue on and go through. So Capsalam says, I think Damian Keyes has a kind of the honest approach about his course. I haven't tried them yet, but I'm thinking maybe I should. Yeah, so here's the people that I like and how they approach things. So yes, Damian Keyes, in his music promotion, he just mentions it at the end. He says he gives away all of his best stuff for free. And this is the difference, right? He doesn't say, here's 9 tips about Spotify, but if you want the special 10th tip, you have to join my special community. He just says, here's 10 tips about Spotify. If you want to engage with me, here's my community. And that's the way that I want to go. Warren Hewitt, the same. He goes there, and look, he does have a lead magnet, and he does have a sales funnel, I've been through it, but it's not high pressure. Because he's such a nice guy, it's literally just, here's an option, but here's all the free stuff. So he, again, I think the difference is that folks that want you to go into their sales funnel will give you a little taste. It's kind of that first taste for free, and then you go into their funnel, and if you want the real stuff, then you only get it from there. Like when I create a course, which again, I do need to do this year because it's way overdue, it's going to be the same stuff that's right here, yeah? And I'll be very honest about that. I'll say, hey, if you want to dig around the YouTube channel, you'll find all of this information. I'm not ever going to hold it back, hold back the good stuff. I say all that, but if you're over on Patreon, it's not that I give you good stuff, I just give you more in-depth stuff. So we'll do a 2-hour live stream about a single app or something. And I won't do that here because most people don't want to see that. So that's kind of the difference there. Sion, hello to you, one of our wonderful moderators here. My goal is to get comfortable for live streaming and to release better content. Well, don't watch this stream because this isn't indicative of what you have to go through with live streaming. But I think what I've learned about live streaming in the last year and moving into 2021 is I know it's easy to say and hard to do, but it's to roll with the punches. It's that people are, like, your expectations of yourself are usually 3 or 4 times as high as other people's expectations of you. And look, there's limits to that because sometimes folks don't learn enough and don't try enough new things, and therefore they end up doing the same thing, and therefore your live streams can end up not being particularly engaging. So you do need to work on improving over time and getting better at it. But people will be really supportive, especially when you start out. If you go back and check out the first live streams on this channel, they were not good. They were not professional. They were worse than this. and this is hard because this is like, you know, a little bit different because I'm on mobile. But yeah, people will be really, really responsive, and people just like the organic, natural you. And I learned that very early on that I was not going to be as good a Graham Cochrane as Graham Cochrane. I wasn't going to be as good a Warren Hewitt as Warren Hewitt, Rick Beato as Rick Beato, but I'm pretty much the best Pete Johns going around because I know how to do that. I've been doing that for 40 plus years. So being yourself and bringing your whole natural self to a live stream, 100% the best advice in my view. We'll scroll on down here. Michael, Zealand Band, I hope you're doing well. Who else have I missed here? Kyle TV, my goal for this year is to improve my bass lines and piano. There you go. There's a very specific goal, bass lines and piano. I like it. Good goal. Jeff Rush says maybe a good goal would be to record my own drums on a track or two this year. Just thinking out loud. There you go. Jeff Rush is a drummer. He's recording his drums. He wants to get better at recording drums. Guess what? Collaboration time, yeah? You're recording a song, you're a guitarist, reach out to Jeff. I'm pretty sure you're over on Create, Record, Release, Jeff. But yeah, reach out to other people. Find other people that are doing things that can help you out. Let's see, I've nearly caught up on the chat, which means I can start using the buttons up there. Phantom Laney says, I sub to you, Joey Helpish. Everyone should sub to Joey Helpish because he's helpish. He helps you. but yes, please do check out Jade Star and Joey Helpish. They've both got shows coming up. We've kind of got a little bit of a block. Remember when like Fox used to do their animation domination block? We're kind of that, but we're not animated. Some would say I'm very unanimated. Anyway, Gary Hubs is saying crap Wi-Fi here in our winter vacation. Well, if you just joined us, you'll realize that my internet has completely dropped out, which is why I'm on my phone here. And yeah, we're just rolling with it and trying to do the best we can with the limited resources we have. Alex says, sorry, gone a couple of minutes. Podler woke up. That is never good. That is never good. Joey's a machine, says Deep Gravity. There you go. Trying to prove what is possible. Yeah, right? Everything is possible. Everything. And look, Let's have a quick conversation about this, because it's interesting. I listen to different people at different time, and I started 2021 listening to Simon Sinek. So if you're not familiar with Simon Sinek, he is a very wise dude. He's a business coach. He's works with organizations and is a leadership specialist. And he's kind of the anti-Gary Vaynerchuk. If you know Gary V, he always talks about how you win and the hustle culture and how technology is just here, so suck it up and deal. Simon's kind of the opposite, where he's like, technology is a great tool, but it shouldn't be everything. And there should be times where you just leave your phone at home and you go and live life and you do things. So it's interesting getting that different perspective. And one of the things he was saying in a video I watched recently was really interesting, which is around the culture of you can do anything you want if you put your mind to it. And he basically said, look, I'm an optimist, but it's not actually the case. Like, it's actually okay to live an ordinary life and to be ordinary, be the best version of yourself, sure, but having this expectation that anyone can do whatever they want is actually a little bit flawed, because it results in people's expectations being so high. And especially for young people, they look at that and they go, oh, well, then I can just be Mr. Beast. Instead of going, hey, I could probably have a 50,000 subscribers, 1,000 true fans, and produce content around the thing that I want to. They're like, I need to do prank videos. I need to do all these things. So basically try to become the person that is the best in their field. And it's the same with business. Like, people get into business, they're like, I want to be Mark Zuckerberg. I want to create the next Facebook or the next Uber. Don't create the next Uber. They're not making money. But I want to do the next big thing. Instead of saying, hey, how can I be the best version of myself by doing what I want to do and having the happiest life out of it? So I know, a little bit deep for a Sunday morning here, or for a Saturday afternoon. But yeah, I found that really interesting, that it's a fine line, isn't it, between having ambition and wanting to do things and wanting to crush it over in the Gary Vaynerchuk camp, and being content with the fact that sometimes, yeah, you may not be the best of the best, and that's okay. And the pressure that folks put on themselves to be the best is often holding them back from being the best version of themselves. Oh, dear, getting too deep. All righty. Tom Rochelle says there's no Pete Johns like Pete Johns, right? Exactly. It's too hard, and you don't want to be up in this head. Trust me. What else have we got here? I'll just see if there's anyone I've missed who've given us. Andy Goldsby, one of the Indigo Sunsets. Andy Goldsby and Stu Cash. Go check out the Indigo Sunsets. Do yourself a favor and check them out. He says, my goal, take my uke to Liverpool, sneak it into the cavern so I can say I've played there. There you go. Just take a couple of spoons and rattle them around. That way they won't suspect a thing. Or just go there and see another band and rattle some spoons. You know, I'm playing. I'm doing it. O'Neill and Jones, who we played a song of yours a couple of weeks ago. And welcome to the community. I've seen you around lately. It's great to have you. The final secret in all of those courses is always the same. There is no secret. Just keep going. Work hard and be lucky. It's astounding that many people only hear that once they've paid for it. What a really good point. And that, if you've ever done these things, and look, I've done the research. And I've bought courses. I've been tempted to buy courses and do the thing. But a lot of those things, anything that says, I'm going to teach you the secret of the mortgage, like not mortgage, like the property industry. I'm going to teach you the secret of stock trading. I'm going to teach you the secret of amazing music production. It doesn't matter what it is, the secret of creating your own courses, right? that's the meta one. It's like, I create courses on how you can create courses. And you're like, hang on, what am I? Did I just slip into the matrix here? But it's a really good point. The end result of all of those is that there's no quick fix. There's no magic formula. There's no secret thing that only some people know about. We're at the point now where information is so ubiquitous that everything is out there. Nobody has any secret magic formula that other people don't know about. And look, I say no, I don't like definitive statements. It is unlikely that anybody has a magic formula that people don't know about. Most of it is be educated, do the hard work, and yeah, luck plays a part of it. But here's the thing about luck, right? You might think that's really demotivational, because you say if you're not lucky, you're not going to make it, right? And that maybe was the case. Look, if I was having this conversation 30 years ago, the whole Eminem, you get one shot. Like, if you get an opportunity to work with a producer and then they say, hey, kid, you're actually not good enough, and they send you back to the sticks, well, then maybe that was your one shot. But the beautiful thing about 2021 is unlimited retries. So you can say you've got to get lucky to succeed, or you can say you have unlimited opportunities to get lucky. So for instance, I've produced over 1,000 videos in the last 2 years. So that's been some hard work. So I've given myself 1,000 opportunities to be lucky. Have all 1,000 of those videos done really well on the channel? Absolutely not. Some have tanked. Some have had less than 200 views. Some have had more than 500,000 views. So I've given myself all those opportunities. Now, if I'd only taken 20 opportunities, if I'd made 20 videos in the last 2 years instead of 1,000, would I have the same opportunity? Could I get as lucky? So luck is a concept that's interesting, because if you put yourself out there, the more opportunities, the more at-bats you have, the more opportunity I think you are to be lucky. And I'm just going to give myself every opportunity to be lucky and put myself out there, because again, digital, unlimited retries, unlimited credits. You can keep pumping those virtual quarters into the virtual space invader machine and keep playing forever. And that's what's so cool. All right, back to the chat. If you're getting value out of this one, I know it's a bit weird. It's almost like, I feel a bit like it's just a lecture as opposed to an interactive thing, because I'm still trying to read the chat here, but I can't pop it on the screen because it's too hard on my phone. Joey says, I've been doing a lot of synth pop stuff and I wanted to focus more on layered acoustic music in 2021. Nice one. I do like that. I'm a big layered acoustic fan, as you know. Robbie says 4 out of 3 people can't do statistics. I know 40% of people know that, Rob. just scrolling. Tom Rochelle says, I'm also trying to experiment more with music in 2021. Need to think more outside the box in more ways than one. Yeah, look, try different things. Experiment. See how you go. Scrolling on down. Deep Gravity. I am tangling. I'm Deep Gravity. I refuse to compromise myself to anyone. There you go. Be you. Be the best version of you that you can be. And it doesn't mean you can't improve. Doesn't mean you can't become a better version of yourself by improving and by constantly evolving and learning. But definitely don't try to be someone else. It's so boring, and you're not gonna enjoy it. Hello, Mayad Pete. You can sing? ? I can sing. I can dance. No, I can't dance. I can sing. Yeah, I can sing. I do. I didn't put it in here, but I am considering singing lessons in 2021. Because I've never had an actual formal singing lesson, and I think it could actually help improve my singing. Even just my breathing techniques, my posture, my delivery, I think I could do a lot better if I had some formal training. So that's something I'm going to consider. I don't have an easy mute button here either, so it's kind of hard to get a cough. So apologies. Joe Glenn has a question. Yes, if you do have a question, feel free to pop a question in there. I'm just going to reach over and grab my cold coffee, because I didn't even get to set my water up or anything today. Nasty. Joe Glenn has a question. Having trouble copying and pasting to your new YML form. What am I doing wrong? I don't know. Has anyone else had any problems copying and pasting into that Google form? It should work fine. You should just be able to copy any text, go to it. Once you get that eye cursor, hit the paste, and it should paste it straight in there. If you're having issues, let me know. If anyone else is having issues, let me know. Michael, aka Zillandan, 2021 goal, continue to write 10 songs a week. Been writing 10 songs a week since I retired in mid-2017. That is epic. I don't think I could write 10 songs a week. That's definitely right up there and an amazing effort. But yeah, that's cool. And having time-bound or number-bound goals can actually be really helpful. And here's the thing, right? I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. And this is going to make me sound a little bit conceited, but over the last 2 years, I've had goals, and I know I rail on subscriber numbers and the whole sub for sub culture and the whole grow together culture, because it just doesn't work. But it's a good indicator of how many people you're reaching. Yeah. As long as you're doing it organically, and as long as you're actually doing it through the content you're putting out and people liking the videos and getting value out of them, I think it's okay. So last year, 2019, I had a goal, and it was to be 20K by Christmas Day. So I wanted to have 20,000 subscribers by Christmas Day. It hit Christmas Day, and I had 19,400 and something. But here's the thing. That was a stretch goal. And if I said I wanted to have 15K by Christmas Day, I would have been sitting there going, hey, I crushed it. But would I have worked as hard? I probably would have ended up with 16,000 or 17,000. And this year I did the same thing. I gave myself the most ridiculous stretch goal, and it's called a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. And I think you need to have BHAGs in your life. A big, hairy, audacious goal. And it was to be at 100K by Christmas Day. And remember, I started the year at 20. Over 4 years, I'd reached 20,000. I wanted to have a 500% growth. Michael said here, he's gone 10 songs a week. If you go, I'm going to write one song a week, maybe some week you don't write any songs. If you go for 10 songs a week, I bet you're getting 4 and 5 and 6. And then you're not, instead of feeling like a failure, you need to go, that's amazing. I crushed out 5 songs last week. So just a little aside. I know it's not directly related, but it reminded me of that. So good job, Michael. All the best for 2021, my friend. Yes, up, down, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. What's it? Select, start, select. I don't know. But yeah, Joey Helfish is putting that in the chat here. The old one. GarageBand Guide, Patrick, hello to you. What are your 2021 goals, Patrick? What's the GarageBand Guide business plan? Don't worry, no one can be the best Patrick. No one can be a better Patrick than Patrick Baird at the GarageBand Guide. If you are a GarageBand user, check out thegarageBandGuide.com. Capsule Lamb says, not all people have radiance and are likeable like you, Pete. You're a rare gift. Well, thank you. I do appreciate it. But the thing is, this is me naturally, right? But this is, I call it my 2X version of myself. And there's a sort of a mantra online that's like, when you're online, you've got to be a 10X version of yourself. I think if I was a 10X version of myself, I would look insane and I would sound insane. I would just be too amped. But what I think people not need to be, my experience has been that you do need to be conscious of the end viewer. So if you and I are having a chat at the pub, it's going to be a different me that you're talking to. Same content. And when I get passionate and riled up, it'll probably be pretty similar. But yeah, I think for online personas, I think people either make the mistake of being too low-key, not realizing that you do have to amp it up a little bit, or they go way over the top. They take this 10X advice. And I don't think either of those works well. I think you need to be somewhere in between. Just my view anyway. Steve, clearly epic, saying, Electra is fine, Pete. Well, thank you. Jade says, my internet went down, but it's back up. Yeah, I think there might be some backbone issues here in Australia. Yeah, my NBN's pretty solid and reliable, and it's been down nearly an hour now. And yeah, it's even my wireless here is starting to cut in and out a little bit, which means that there's a lot of people that have had to flick over to wireless. So from watching your streams, there you go. That's a good idea. Yeah, keep learning. Learn a lot of things. SM Borthwick, I've seen you sneak in there. I'm sorry, I'm scrolling through here trying to find. I'll see. I think I've nearly caught up, yeah? Okay. I have caught up and I've probably missed a bunch of stuff. So if anyone has any final questions, we are into the last 10 minutes of the show here. If anyone does have any final questions or I've missed your goals and you just need to retype them in, I've actually caught up on the chat here. So I'm right down the bottom. I can put the iPad to the side and I can awkwardly reach up here and tap on people's things. But let's see, where are we? So yeah, I can get to here. We've got folks that are helping each other out and are considering doing collaborations, which is really cool. We've got people talking in. Thank you, Alex. Yes, 75,000. I know it's a bit ridiculous, and I do thank everyone and appreciate all of you. Yeah, we've got people hooking up collaborations here, which is cool. I like it. From different parts of the world. So very done. Very well done. Yes, I know it's very laggy. It is what it is here at the moment. I'm working, I think there's a couple of hamsters in a wheel somewhere that are just running really fast, and that's what's powering the internet here in Australia at the moment. So good luck to Jade in 8 minutes. Hopefully you have okay quality there. It's clearly epic. Our buddy Steve here says, I remember when you had 1,000. Well, yeah, and as do I. And I remember being blown away. I read a blog post from 2017 the other day, the end of 2017, where I talked about all the things I'd done, releasing my very first EP, getting my first 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And I was chuffed, and I still am. That's the thing. I don't ever want to get to the point where I don't realize that it's actually ridiculous that so many people are interested in the same thing that I am, and that I can actually help so many people create music, because it is, it's absolute blessing and honor that that people will listen to what I've got to say. And even when I'm on a crappy mobile phone using a Bluetooth earphone to talk because everything else has failed, then that's pretty cool. And hopefully this is inspiring to at least some of you say, when stuff happens, sometimes you just got to make the best of what you got. And even when every time I tap the screen, you get that little jitter, so be it. So be it. Yeah, there you go. Jade says, come on over to How to App on iOS, where a music, going to make some music from a bunch of radio stations. Yeah, that's weird. I'm looking forward to what Jade's doing today because I've got no idea what's going on. And it's pretty cool. Jeff Brush here, thank you for being here, says I think it was around 40k when I started, March or April. Yeah, definitely been an amazing year for growth in 2020. And look, I'm not going to underplay the fact that 2020 has been, has kind of had a boom, because happy and healthy 2021 to you too, my friend. Thank you for the kind words and for being here, and thanks everyone for being here on a very different kind of stream. I know it's been a little bit strange today. Question from Phantom Laney, how to make my voice sound better on GarageBand. We should probably actually answer questions. Yeah, so how do you make your voice sound better on GarageBand? There's a lot of ways to do it. It really depends on what you're using, but there's a couple of key things. Background noise is a big thing. So making sure when you're recording any vocals that you're in a quieter space as possible, get away from computer fans, get away from traffic noise, get away from screaming toddlers, whatever you've got around yourself, try and be in an isolated and quiet area. Make sure that you're not turning up your input volume too loud. So if you have input volume control or whatever microphone you're using, a big mistake folks make is turning that up to hear themselves. Turn up the output, turn up your volume of your output, don't turn up your input. And then once you've actually recorded it in, if you can't do anything better, there's some cool tools. Use things like Bruce Free from Clevgrand, or if you've got noise in between phrases and you want a free option, something like the Noisegate from Nembrini works really well. So that's kind of my 1-2-3 punch. Location of where you're recording, the setting on the gear that you've got, and notice none of this is use better gear, because use what you've got. But you want the location, you want your input gain setting to be low so that you're not picking up additional noise, and then you want that post-processing using something like Bruce Free or a noise gate. There we go. Yeah, so there, we've got Andy and other folks looking to collaborate. Yeah, and if you do want to collaborate with other musicians, and look, I know not everyone's into Facebook. I'm not that into Facebook, but what it is the best overall forum and place for things like groups and Facebook groups. So things like the GarageBand users group, the Create, Record, Release group, they just are a really good place for connecting with people. You can share text, you can share audio and video really easily. You can get in touch with people. You can have separate messenger conversations straight off the back. I think the internet gods are telling me that it is time to go, because now my wireless is cutting out. So I think there may be a little bit of an internet problem here in Adelaide, but I did want to just return with a tiny little bit of internet left to say thank you for being here. Thank you for bearing with me through some of these challenges. Hopefully it is just a reiteration of the fact that, you know what, mistakes will make you better. I've learned something here, and that is to have a better backup plan and to make sure that I know what I'm going to do straight away if the internet goes out. I think we did okay to at least get here and to at least have a bit of a conversation here. But please, if you want to get more information, head over to studiolivetoday.com. Do catch up with Jade's show coming up next. So jump over to Jade Star and Joey Helpish. I will see you over there. Hopefully they have better luck with their internet connections than I do. Until next time, please, folks, look after yourself. Look after other people. Pay your internet bills, because maybe I didn't. And keep creating. Thanks, folks. I'll see you real soon.